birthday!
Today's Laura's two birthdays.
That's a present.
Happy birthday, Joanna.
Don't open it.
And here's a big box that has something special in it, Laura.
Laura, come here. That's for Laura. What could there be in there?
What could there be in here?
What could it be?
Yes, open it up.
What could it be?
I'm not sure.
What
could be inside of this box?
What could it be for Laura Pisa?
A record player.
For Laura.
Laura's record player.
Look at it upside down.
Who is it for?
Me.
For birthday?
Yeah.
It's yours. You're 2 years old and that's a record.
Should we put this record on?
Wait a second, Laura. It doesn't turn. It's Laura's birthday.
I will tell you to start it.
Should we open this record?
Happy birthday to
happy
you.
Happy
birthday
to
you.
Happy birthday. No? Okay,
we
won't sing it. What could that be? Well, here's what that record is. Could we, Laura?
Uh-uh.
On the record player?
You do have a picture, don't you? Laura, there it is. Now, do you know
how to look? Put it on. Put it on. Look, Laura, look on the help. 33 speed?
Let's go
faster.
Laura, it's going too fast.
33.
Now,
look, Laura. Let's put
the record on. Let's put your
record on.
Side one.
Right?
Let's see
what she has left. Mama, Mama, let me do it. Which has what? I would like it about the little piggy.
Okay, now can you put the arm of the record down?
You put it down, Laura.
You put this down on the record. No, way over here on the edge, okay?
Close the door and thought, now I shall have a little boy of my own. But when
that's Laura's
red boy to be done, the old woman opened the oven door. And the gingerbread boy jumped out, and away he ran.
Run, you scum, you catch as you can. You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread man.
That's Laura's birthday present.
It's your birthday.
Do you like it? Happy birthday!
Happy birthday, Laura. If you touch it, it stomps it. What? Happy birthday, Laura.
What did you dream about?
Laura's two birthday.
Careful. careful, Joe.
I'm not some, Mama. I want some.
You want some what?
Fun juice.
Okay. Oh!
I got the record I'm running the pool with. Piglet was ashamed of himself for doing something.
Is that a good raffle?
Mm-hmm.
How's yours, Joe?
Good. Has honey.
Mm.
Too bad I didn't eat it all. Because we still agreed if you ate it all up, you would get a spanking.
Good. Who wants some orange juice?
Me.
Or milk?
Me.
Orange juice?
I know why we have paper plates.
Because I didn't want to use the big size dinner plates.
And because you do want to wash.
Would you like to sing happy birthday to your sister?
If she wants us.
Would you like us to sing happy birthday to you?
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Laura. Happy birthday to you.
Will we light the candles where we really have the little party?
Yes, Jeff. We'll
these candles or the other candles?
Little candle on the cake. But Laura is 2 years old.
Happy birthday, Laura.
Two candles?
Mm-hmm. And one to blow on, so three. You know, Bachman told us of a very nice custom that they do in Israel on somebody's birthday. Each person makes a wish for that person.
Yeah.
It's very nice. They went around the room and each person made a wish. Would you make a wish for Laura?
I wish I could play Happy Birthday on the piano for her.
Is that your wish for Laura? Okay, Jack.
A wish for Laura?
Mm-hmm.
She continues to develop as well as she has developed too far.
Okay. Let's see. Now it's Mommy's turn.
Mommy's turn.
Let's see, I have to make a wish for you. That she remain happy and healthy. It's really the same as your wish. And when it's Jack's birthday, will be the same for Jack.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it'll be my birthday.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do the same for you.
Then peanuts and then soup again, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the longest plate.
That's not my birthday. It's your birthday. You're
2 years
old.
You have the longest plate, Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
But you still get bites of the cake, don't
you?
Unless you don't like them or don't want them, right?
Mm-hmm. 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago today, you were born.
That's interesting.
4 years ago, I was born.
And 5 years ago, from May 20th, you were born.
No, 4 years. I'm only 4.5 years old, so it's 4.5 years.
There's a movie on TV tonight, Forrest Leachman.
Do you watch it for special time?
No. She's a little late. She plays a 40-year-old woman. Satisfactory lifestyle, 18-year marriage, job she adores,
mm-hmm.
seaside apartment, a boat, granted a good life,
mm-hmm.
finds herself pregnant.
Dr. Crisis?
How do you get
the movie?
What's the name of the movie?
Oh. A Brand New Life.
I did, Mommy.
Who?
Mommy.
What?
How do you start to get pregnant and grow a baby? How do you start?
What do you mean, sweetie?
How do you start to grow a baby?
You mean what makes it start?
Yeah, how do you start it?
Well, there's something inside of the mommy near the special place where she grows the baby. She has a tiny little egg in it. And there's something that comes from the daddy called sperm. And if the sperm and the egg meet, then it starts to grow a baby.
Well, how can it feed without getting down?
The sperm comes in and the egg stays where it is.
Well, how could the sperm come in without anything opening up for it?
Well, there's a special little place in the mommy's body for the sperm to go in.
How do you open it up?
It's open when the sperm...
Maybe I have diarrhea!
Maybe it's diarrhea. Thanks, Laura.
Mommy, I
have diarrhea. Just a minute, I'm answering Joanna's question. Well, I'm trying anyway. There's a special place. And the daddy knows how to put the sperm in that special place.
Mommy here!
Isn't that right, Daddy?
Mommy!
Help me.
Oh.
Mommy!
Reading,
Mommy!
Lightly reading the paper.
Oh, very good.
Mommy!
What?
Mama!
Did you know that Rhoda? In the Mary Tyler Moore, was played a Jewish
Mommy! Ever!
What?
Baby, I'm Mommy!
Yeah. Didn't you hear what Joanne and I were talking about at all?
Vaguely. Rhoda's name is Rhoda Morgenstern.
Of course.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's why... This one doesn't offer. You do not?
Mm-hmm.
Or not?
I need to look like it. I didn't know if it was good. Good, huh? So you understand, Joanna? A little bit?
A lot.
You asked me again if you... If I didn't explain it clearly, you know, try again.
Who's Dorothy Day?
I don't know. Why?
Huh?
Why?
She's being interviewed for Channel 28.
Doris Day, I've heard of, but not Dorothy Day.
Dorothy Day.
That's orange juice.
The orange
You're bigger today. You are too.
I'm bigger.
How old are you, Laura?
Seven.
No, you're two.
Seven.
Seven? You're two.
She's younger than seven.
So are you younger than seven. Oops.
She's much younger and I'm a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I have to go 5, 6.
Uh-huh.
My big girl. My big girl.
You're a big girl.
Not a baby.
Not a tiny baby.
Not a tiny baby. Why not a tiny baby?
No, Mary's not a tiny baby anymore. Mary's getting to be a toddler.
Right inside.
Uh-huh.
Mom, I'm still hungry.
Okay, well, Mommy, will you buy something more to eat?
Yeah. No more of that.
Okay.
My cereal?
We forgot our oranges today.
Well, we had orange juice, but you could have an orange too. I'll cut you one off.
I don't want one of the kids.
Bring an apple and I'll give you an apple now.
No.
Take the cheese then. Who has a tummy?
I wanted cold cereal.
Oh, Joanna, didn't you enjoy this waffle?
And if you didn't, that's what breakfast was today.
Want another bite of waffle?
Well, no, I offered her a bite of waffle.
Mama, Dana.
I want cereal.
I don't think you should eat cold cereal in the waffle. Get some nuts.
Orange.
I said you could have an orange 3 minutes ago and you had to argue with me.
My tummy.
You have a tummy ache? Uh-huh. Oh dear, where does it ache? Show me, put your hand. There? Oh dear, I'm in for trouble again. You didn't see the morning report.